All right, how about something to cleanse the palate here?
Okay.
I count the red flag story. Okay. I love this one. Boy, I'm rubbing my hands together on this one. This happened in Austin, Texas. You may be familiar.
Can't ding it on Austin.
That's not a flag.
No, that's not a flag. An elderly store clerk in Northeast Austin was able to fight off his attacker with a trash can after he tried to rob his convenience store with a caulk gun. Police are now searching for the 17-year-old suspect, Jose Alejandro Romero. Jer? Who they say picked up a prostitute.
Whoa.
And then tried to rob the Speedy Stop gas station when they ran out of crack.
Okay, surely he had the caulk gun underneath the shirt, right? He didn't try to just put that right up on him.
Yeah, this is what happens. This Jose Romero picks up a prostitute, a transgendered prostitute.
Oh, no.
How'd that not set off the bell?
And they go to smoke crack together. But when they when they ran out of crack, they went looking for more money. They went back to Romero's home. They couldn't find any money there.
Is that a good plan for the evening?
Picking up a transgender prostitute and go smoke crack?
Transgendered prostitute and not even to have sex with to smoke crack
with. No, just to smoke crack with.
What are you doing?
It's just a little bit of extra thrill knowing that you're smoking it with a transgendered person.
So what you got going tonight?
Oh, I don't know. I'm going to go to transgendered prostitute and smoke some crack.
Sounds like a good plan.
So they go back to his house.
Here, take my caulking gun.
Look for crack money. And that's beaten, too, when you're just looking through a sock drawer for some change to get just... That's like getting $1.27 in gas. Just getting enough change to get... All right, how much crack can I get for $2.58?
Is crack cheap?
I don't know. Why are you looking at me?
You seem to be our drug expert on this show.
I'm no drug expert, sir. So when they couldn't find any money at his house, he turned to the transgendered prostitute and said, "Let's go look for an immigrant to rob."
Another bad plan for the
night. He didn't have any weapon. So Romero said, "Here, we'll just use this." And he grabbed a caulking gun.
Is that the worst kind of gun to use for a robbery?
Yes. Right.
Any good?
I mean, that's worse than a cap gun. At least cap guns look like regular guns.
Right.
A caulk gun?
What are you threatening to do?
It's a tube of caulk in the big...
I'm going to do a really poor job of caulking your window here, and then I may paint over
Well, he wasn't threatening to do a bad caulking job. Oh, he was trying to make it look like a real gun. Romero held the caulking gun halfway under his shirt, but the clerk could tell it was a caulking gun and thought it was a joke, it says here.
Naturally.
Right. And that infuriated Romero. So then he tried to hit the clerk over the head with the caulking gun, but missed his head and kind of glanced his hand, the clerk's hand. So that's when the clerk, the 68-year-old clerk, picked up a garbage can and just started beating Romero with it.
What a wheels-off night for Romero.
You know, that caulking gun's hard to conceal, too, because when you got the tube
it's
in
huge.
There, that rod sticks
foot
out
and
of
half
the back.
Long.
Yeah.
Like a sawed-off shotgun.
You can't hide that very well.
Yeah, that rod's another foot.
Yeah, I know.
If you got a full tube.
Right.
And if it's the full tube, it looks like a pencil sticking out. That's so stupid.
I don't know the answer to this, but Jer's typed up a question. If Romero walked up to the clerk and asked him... If he wanted a mouthful of caulk.
So that's more threatening than...
And is it old caulk or new caulk?
Is it
a hard caulk or is it soft? I mean...
I don't know. You don't have those details, do you?
No.
I used a caulking gun over the weekend.
Did you? In your mouth?
I'm not any good at it either. Caulking a couple winders.
Oh, I'm an expert caulker.
Are you pretty good?
Yeah. Yeah. I can handle...
You cut the thing at an angle or you cut it right across? Right across.
Cut it at an angle.
Yeah, an angle tip. But then you also got to puncture it, right?
I did that.
Why do you have to puncture it?
Don't you have to puncture the end of it down inside after you cut the tip?
How do you keep it from oozing out?
Yeah, I don't know.
Be a moil? All right. So this guy was only 17 years old, too, this Jose Romero, and already his life has veered down the road of doing crack with transgendered prostitutes and getting beaten up by a trash can by an elderly. So the clerk starts beating him with the trash can, and so that sends Romero running back to his truck, and investigators found his truck with the caulking gun still in the bed, just hanging out back there. He didn't even get rid of his weapon. And they interviewed the transgendered prostitute, and she just turned on Romero and told him everything.
Yeah, he did everything.
Yeah, he did everything that you are saying.
17.
Yeah, 17.
And you've gone to the point where your plan for one night was to
have sex with a transgendered prostitute.
Right.
Do crack.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the other thing that he went in search of? To rob a...
rob an immigrant.
What a horrible plan for one night.
Why the transgender prostitute? I mean, when you love caulk...
Yes?
I don't think the two are related.
Oh.
His love for caulk.
Did the transgender prostitute have caulk? Or... was it Romero's?
I don't know.
It's unclear.
Rich is saying it's clearly Romero's.
What gender the transgender prostitute was, correct?
Yes. Was it a girl trying to be a guy trying to be a girl, babies driving vehicles?
Let's ask the satellite.
Horse wearing people clothes?
Well, that's a doozy. Put that in the file.
Yeah, no kidding.
Shreve-bo.
No, it's not Shreve-bo. Wouldn't that be a story?